Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on this Friday afternoon. Willie, get everybody caught up on some scores before we get to Lee Sterling. This is called a stall while I find the games because I have lost it in my emails.
Oh, my goodness.
I am in a rain delay.
This is very shocking. This is very shocking.
Rain delay stall.
We can tell you there are a couple of Big Ten football games going on. And speaking of college football, just in the last 10, 15 minutes, we've been watching the cascade of tweets now in the wake of Sarah Fuller tweeting out herself, then the Hustler, then Vanderbilt football. Now it's been picked up by ESPN that Sarah Fuller is traveling and she will suit up as a kicker for Vanderbilt tomorrow, the first woman player to ever suit up in a Power 5 college football game. Exciting news. Iowa leads Nebraska 10-6 in the second quarter. Number 24 Hawkeyes leading in that one. Texas leading Iowa State in the Big 12, 13-10. That game is on ABC. They have just begun play in the second half there. Liberty winning easily against hapless UMass, 31-0. Big score in college basketball. Gonzaga smoked Auburn, 90-67. And the upset, number four in the country, Virginia, going down and losing to San Francisco by a score of 61-60. Middle Tennessee lost earlier today in their game, so they are 0-2 on the season. Vanderbilt opens tonight against Valparaiso at 6 o'clock. You can hear the game on Classic Hits 93.3, our sister station. And Western Kentucky is underway against West Virginia, number 15 in the finals out in South Dakota. We had Dan Dockich on with us earlier today for a great interview. He's on the call of that one. Western and West Virginia tied at 22 apiece. Western coming off the upset against Memphis. They're 2-0 trying to win this thing. Rick Stansbury's got a talented squad.
All right. I have found it, and I apologize. Lee Sterling, who joins us every Friday this time, Paramount Sports, going to try to get you in the good mood as we get into the holiday season, season of giving, and he's going to hopefully give you some winners. Lee, how you doing?
I'm good. I mean, ate too much as always.
Yeah.
So might be hibernating in a couple hours for a few weeks, but other than that, I can't complain.
Clearly, I ate too much. I was moving too slow trying to sift through my emails and find your games. Let's start with one that's going to kick off in about an hour and a half. Some intrigue in Chapel Hill as North Carolina is hosting Notre Dame.
Yeah, this should be a fun game. I mean, you got a North Carolina team that really has been under the radar because they haven't done anything. I mean, they last year, you know, as the hunter, they played great. You know, no one's expecting much. And coming into the season before, you know, COVID, people thought, you know, they're still going to have both divisions. And almost every person I spoke to had them pegged as the coastal champ. But what have they done? They've fallen flat on their face. And they're going to have to get up now. And this is where they do their best work. It's crazy. As an underdog, I don't know what Mac Brown does in the off week, but bottom line is he gets them ready here. And I think Notre Dame's in trouble here because they did not face Trevor Lawrence. And by not facing Trevor Lawrence, they really haven't faced a passing quarterback all year. And Sam Howell's really good. In the 2022 draft, I think he's going to go top five. I think he's that good. Believe it or not, I think he actually has overall better weapons at the skill position than Notre Dame. Notre Dame also has two starters out, center and right guard are out for the game. And I think in a high-scoring game, this is going to be a shootout. I think North Carolina pulls the upset 45-42.
Whoa. Yep. Hello. Yep. I should get your attention. Okay. That line has gone down. It went up, and then it's come back down, hasn't it?
Okay. Yeah, up and up, it's like a yo-yo.
Yeah,
and anywhere from 4 up to 6.5, and now back down to 5.5 most places.
Okay, so this one really intrigues me because we've never seen this one before. Now we thought we were going to see it earlier in the year against Georgia, as I get choked up, but we have not seen Nick Saban not on the sidelines because he ended up coaching that game against Georgia, but he will not be on the sidelines for the Iron Bowl. How do you see Alabama, who's a huge favorite, playing out against Auburn?
So it's interesting, in the earlier game, the line went down a couple points when it was determined he wasn't going to play. I mean, he wasn't going to coach, and then he ends up coaching. So at one point, people thought he was worth two and a half points. This game, we haven't really seen any movement at all. So do I think Alabama's better? Sure. I mean, also, Mac Jones is probably going to get his revenge here. But here's the problem for Alabama. Do you really want to lay 24.5 points to your rival? I mean, Auburn's beaten them four times since 2010. Bo Nix didn't play well at all the first four games, under 50% completion percentage. But the last three games, over 70%. If Auburn doesn't turn the ball over, I mean, they're 0-2 when they lose the turnover battle, but 5-0 when they win the turnover battle here. And I think they also have better wide receivers than Alabama. So college football is about making big plays, and I just think with those three guys, I think they're special. So I'm going to say Alabama wins the game. They're just so much more talented, 42-24, but I'm going to take the points here in Auburn.
All right.
Yep.
Very good. Okay, so we initially – unless, I'm moving slow. I had too much to eat yesterday, and I didn't see a new email. You had the Tennessee-Vanderbilt game in there. We know that game is not taking place. Is there a substitute? Are you going to have any action with Vanderbilt in Missouri? Did you have another game instead?
Tough a game to look at. I like the Florida-Kentucky game.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Yeah, I think Kyle Trask is going to play very deep into this game. And by him playing deep into this game, they want to get him the Heisman. They want to get into the top four, and they got to keep winning, and they got to beat Alabama. And, I mean, Kentucky's down 17, 18 scholarship players at this point. They wouldn't have a chance if they had everyone. And now Florida's getting back their All-American tight end. I mean, this is a team that probably I think they're going to go toe-to-toe with Alabama here. I think they're going to lay it on them. I think they're going to run up the score here. And also special teams. Their special teams are special, and Kentucky's are terrible. Getting kicks blocked, punts blocked. Give me Florida big here, 51-10.
Mm. Oh, that's going to be bad back-to-back weeks for Kentucky. Oof. Yep. Alabama, now Florida.
Yeah,
yikes.
Some slippage there. Okay, let's move on to the pros. And, Lee, of course, we're all anxiously awaiting what happens between the Steelers and the Ravens. And right now, I think we just don't know. Right? So that game was sort of to be determined.
Yeah, but if it's played, you know, everyone's going to talk about, you know, the loss in this game of, you know, the two running backs and the quarterback. So, obviously, Lamar Jackson's the biggest. But J.K. Dobbins and Mark Ingram, I don't think they're that big of a loss. Gus Edwards and Justice Hill will be fine. I think the second biggest loss is defensive line. I mean, they're already down a couple guys on the defensive line, and then Brandon Williams isn't going to play because of COVID. I think he's the anchor. When he went out the last couple weeks, that defensive line, I mean, you could drive a Mack truck through there. Also, their DBs can't cover or tackle anyone. Their receivers getting no separation. How about this? Their receivers are 29th in the NFL out of 32 teams in drop percentage here. I think Baltimore's done. I like Pittsburgh 30-17.
We'll wait and see when that game is played. If it's Sunday, is it scheduled now, or if they have to move it again? As we look, this morning there was a lot of scuttlebutt about that, and still no word for sure. Now let's get to the game, Lee, that everybody is looking at here, and that is the rematch between the Colts and the Titans. We know the Titans had the wheels fall off with some special teams blunders. So how do you see this second matchup?
Well, there is some, you know, so many guys that are questionable for Tennessee game time decision. But if they get back Desmond King and also Dory Jackson, that could be huge. So they've had to, you know, play very, very safe defenses and try to protect the guys that are out there and play off. If those two guys can play, they can move up. They can play some press coverage. Last game, Ryan Tannehill completed passes to nine different receivers. In the first game when they played each other, it's when the field position switched and they were backed up. That's where they had all those problems. But I think that there are two receivers. I think that Corey Davis and also A.J. Brown, I think these guys could have big games. And Even Jonnu Smith going up the seam, they could be able to find a lot of open room, and I think they're going to be able to pass on Indianapolis. I like Tennessee. I think they return the favor. Mm. I think they win the rematch here 27-24.
Mm. By the way, what kind of odds are you giving on us seeing Adoree Jackson this year? We've been talking about him all year, and we're about done talking about him. My goodness.
I get it.
Yeah. Willie, you got the game of the week for Lee?
I do have the game of the week, and, of course, you've got to call the number. Lee, let us know, let everybody know how that works when you want to play and get your tip for the game you feel the best about this week.
Yeah, I love this game. It's Texas A&M laying 13.5 to 14 points against LSU. You want to get the game, just call 800-400-9741. What a run we've had. Won 9 out of 12 weeks, already won the first two games tomorrow. If we continue on this run, it'll be 10 out of 13 winning weeks. So no one in the country can touch our record. You can even go to covers.com. We sell our picks there. 33 other handicappers, number one. It's not even close since the start of the football season, since it started about 90 days ago. So you want to hop on board. We have what's called the Turkey Shootout. Get a total of 15 games from now through Monday. First game starting in a little over an hour, and get you 15 games. And we've had some 12-3 and some 13-2 records on those. And like I said, we already, to our clients, gave out two winners on Thursday in the two NFL games. And we have what's called Double Down December. It's a total of 6 weeks on our phone service through Monday, January 4th, just $397. It's all available right now, ParamountSports.com.
There you go. Lee's in a giving mood. Take advantage of it. Lee, really appreciate it. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and we'll do it again next week.
Yeah, we're not going to try to run, and I'm sure you guys are need maybe a nice brisk half a mile walk, and maybe that'll help us get back into the swing of things from
walk,
eating too much.
Walk is much more in my cards than run.
There we go. All right, guys.
Lee, thank you.
You have a great weekend, holiday weekend, and stay safe.
You do the same. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, every Friday. He kicks off our final hour, giving you some winners. You just heard it. He's calling for the upset. North Carolina over Notre Dame, and that would be quite the shakeup in the college football landscape. I'll just say this. Hey, Lee's the expert. I think he's on to something. That's more intrigue for you to watch that game today. I think he is on to something. Texas has just scored a touchdown. Extra point pending. And it is good. 20-10, Longhorns over Iowa State. We'll come back. Pick six time. Once again, we're going to ask you to put away your shopping for just a few minutes and join us at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Your participation next on Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 1025, The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.